friends, it is Tuesday, March 12th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links that are associated with the guest for that day or could have some compatibility with other ideas that are relevant or interesting. There's also a link to ZCF's book at spingola.com. People who listen to RBN understand that deep-pocketed special interests control the corporate media. I'm relatively tolerant and like to hear every aspect of a given issue. That tolerance does not imply acceptance or endorsement of everything that a guest may present. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. A special note, I wish to extend my sympathy to the family and friends of Douglas Christie. He was the lead attorney for Ernst Zundel in 1984-1985 and in 1988. He was also the general counsel of the Canadian Free Speech League. He passed away yesterday from cancer. He was a fair, just man, and he will be greatly missed. Our guest today is Dane Wigington. His website is geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, are you with me?
Yes, Deanna. Thank you for addressing the issue of geoengineering again today.
It is so important. It is so vital that people understand this, and you've done such a fabulous job at informing people, you and so many others, including the Mike Murphy who made the videos. Why in the world are they spraying, and what in the world are they spraying, and they're working on another one. You have certainly, along with them, done such a magnificent job of informing people.
Thank you for saying so. It's certainly not a job that either of us wanted, but simply when you've done enough research and realized the gravity of this issue, life sort of goes on hold in this battle, because if it's not brought to light and to a halt, we're in a very bad state on the planet. These programs are decimating life on Earth, so from top to bottom, and we'll cover that as your questions unfold here.
Right, and it isn't just chemtrails. There's so many other things that are involved in this. You have an image on your website, and you mention fracking. You talk about GMOs. You talk about cloud seeding, weather modification, and just the things too that are going on within the oceans. We're talking about not just human life. We're talking about plant life. We're talking about animal life. We're talking about the life of the planet as we know it. We are going to go to a short 3-minute break momentarily. And then when we get back, tell us what you've been doing, who you've been talking with, some things that we can do to help. Because we all want to participate in this. We all want to be able to educate others about this very, very important topic. All right. We will be back in 3 minutes with our guest today.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure. For
forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dane Wigington. His website is geoengineeringwatch.org, all one word, geoengineeringwatch.org. And I had a guest on yesterday, Clint Richardson, and I told him you were going to be on the program today. He's very interested in geoengineering. He's interested in the chemtrail situation. And he said that going to Congress to engage in conversation is really not effective in fighting what I think is depopulation of the planet, deliberate depopulation of the planet. And he said that there are some things that we can do in resolving this, that we have to do some things that in addition to just telling people and in addition to holding up signs in front of buildings and whatnot, that we have to do some legal things. And even though we don't like the system, that we still have to work within the system in order to resolve these issues.
On that note, having tried to penetrate the system in any manner possible and hit complete dead ends, I have come to the conclusion that the only way we can stop these programs, Deanna, is to raise awareness to the point where those that are actually carrying out the programs realize what they're a part of. Those in the military, those within the private realm who are all affiliated with these programs, once they, their families, and their friends realize what they're a part of and refuse to participate, I believe that's the only inroad to bringing these programs to a halt that I see. Now, I base this on, I've been in high-level EPA meetings in Sacramento, or the one in particular that was arranged by a congressional rep with five high-level EPA people in the room, where I was told in so many words to my face that the system is rigged, that they are mandated to test for combustion particulates only, and the rest of the samples go out the window. California Energy Commission, I spoke in front of them in Sacramento, gave data to their top scientists, and the state at that meeting was addressing the fact that it was losing 20 to 40% of its rainfall from, quote, particulates of unknown origin. The state of California knows pretty much where everything's coming from over in its airspace. And what it seems to have come down to is the state of California is about $30 billion plus short every year in its budget, which comes straight from the Fed, so it can't say anything. And literally they are being bought off to hide these programs in plain sight. And so I've been in Barbara Boxer's office as well. I've spoken in front of CARB, California Air Resources Board, and it's virtually like beating your head against the wall in every single case. And I'm at the point now where I truly believe that no amount of legislation or legal action will go anywhere. They'll call this a national security issue, and that's the end of the road for any kind of legal action. Only when those participating in these programs realizing that they are killing themselves and their posterity along with the rest of us. And when I use that term, and as you use the term population control or eugenics, many people immediately are overwhelmed by that, and that it cannot be at that point. But if one simply looks at this in a nuts and bolts fashion and considers that those that are doing the spraying or supervising or orchestrating the spraying certainly know how lethal these programs are, and they're doing it anyway. So although there seems to be many layers to this onion, geoengineering, which is the global weather modification, and there are clear objectives there, they're clearly doing this in conjunction with weather and modifying weather, and that's clearly an aspect of this. But on the eugenics end, if they know how lethal it is and they continue to do it, and it's literally plunging the planet into the sixth great mass extinction right now, then one can only conclude that that's at minimum an acceptable consequence, and perhaps more likely a desired goal in the case of population. So, you know, it's not outlandish to say what you mentioned, and we are literally plunging into that exact scenario right now.
Right, and in so many various ways. I mean, not just through the overhead spraying and fracking and all of the other things, but even through vaccines. And if we look back at the Kissinger document from 1974, we recognize that there is a definite deliberate depopulation program, and that each administration carries it out according to their own, you know, their own agenda. And I'm at a loss as to what to do. But the thing is that we did not consent to this, and that those organizations or the government who appoint these commissions, the commissions that you spoke in front of, the EPA meeting in Sacramento, the California Energy Commission. These are commissions, these are agencies that have been appointed by our so-called representatives. And then they, you know, just wash their hands of it. And these become corporations in and of themselves and are funded through the government, through the taxpayers, where we are actually contributing to our own death.
We are. And, you know, to elaborate a little further on the other methods of controlling populations, such as vaccines, when you start combining these components, in the case of vaccines that contain the methylmercury, when you start combining mercury with, in the case of aluminum, you have a synergistic toxicity that develops. And we were given studies on rats that combined enough mercury to kill 1 in 100 rats with enough aluminum to kill 1 in 100 rats. When you combine the two, all the rats die. Toxicity is increased by 10,000%. And so people really don't get the full magnitude of what we face. And we all have mercury in us as well from just the burning of fossil fuels. You add the vaccinations, and now we add the aluminum that we are absolutely positively inhaling. There's no debate on that. The material's there, and we are inhaling it. So the brew is very lethal indeed, and when you start connecting these dots, it's pretty tough not to come to the conclusion that this is by design, and certainly with full knowledge of those, quote, authorities that you mentioned. So, again, the ramifications of this issue cannot be overstated. And for those who are able to look the other way, they simply are choosing to ignore hard reality, because the data is there to back up. These programs are as real as it gets, and for those that think these are, quote, contrails, they're simply not opening their eyes. I mean, this, what we see in the sky is exactly what geoengineering patents describe. It's exactly what John Holdren, Obama's science advisor, is advocating. It's exactly what groups of scientists like this, the AMIG group, Arctic Methane Emergency Group, are pushing that needs to be done immediately. Scientists like David Keith and Ken Caldera, you know, advocating for these dumping of reflective metallic particulates into the sky. The metal's there. It's not coming from China. It's a new contamination. It's literally sterilizing the ground and causing respiratory ailments to go off the charts, degenerative diseases to go off the charts. I mean, this is a real emergency right here, right now, Deanna.
Indeed. I know. I mean, I have friends in California who simply cannot grow the things that they grew 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, their gardens are a mess. Things are... And this is the garden of our country. California is the place where a lot of our fruits and vegetables and everything comes from. And when you consider the grain states, I mean, this is just a terrible, terrible situation. And then the fish from the seas. It seems like everything is contaminated.
Yeah.
And there are too many people who really are not aware of this. I think probably that if I talked to 50 people, maybe two of them would even be aware of this, would even know what a chemtrail is. And yet they're right there. They're all over. They're in all of the NATO countries. And yet people are so unaware of these things. So we raise awareness by movies and by having people like you on programs. But what about the mainstream media? Do they give any attention to this at all?
The only attention they've given is an attempt to try to spin the issue to the fringe, and that's their paid task. Same with Weather Channel, which is now nothing more than weather theater. And in the case of all the weather disseminating agencies, which then disseminate to mainstream media, they are owned lock, stock, and barrel now by the same power entities that are behind the geoengineering. They trace back to the Rothschilds, Rockefellers for the ultimate ownership chain, and they had to control these weather disseminating agencies so that they could try to paint the appearance of normalcy with the geoengineering, the ice-nucleated snowstorms, which have been happening about every week across the U.S. now, snow at 40 degrees, 45 degrees. The temperatures cool down eventually, but if it was not for them owning these weather graphics and weather disseminating agencies, clearly this would be a huge red flag for people. Why would it snow at those kinds of temperatures without chemical ice nucleation? It's not possible. So mainstream media, no, we're not going to get anywhere that way. And as you stated, with the problem being people don't know this is going on, that's where we need all the help we can get. And everybody can and must help us with this issue to bring it to light. If we could just bring it to light, I think many of the other pieces would fall into place on their own.
All right.
For the reasons I mentioned.
Now, you have an article, a link on your website, says Rockefeller Brother Fund were buying off evangelicals, mayors, governors for the earth. And, I mean, this is incredible, because the people, the pastors, the bishops, the people, the evangelicals, the people that engender trust in a large segment of the population should be talking about this, and yet they're not.
No, they're not. And I don't understand that, and I've been into some of the large churches in our area and tried to make some contact there, and they seem very willing to ignore this, which is contradictory to their own belief system.
Exactly. All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dane Wigington. Stay tuned.
There
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Our guest today is Dane Wickington. His website is geoengineeringwatch.org. And I've been in the chat room just picking up on some questions and comments that people make. There are, a few people there. Alrighty, one comment. These chemtrails are not natural, but I'm not entirely convinced that they are barium and aluminum oxide. I would like to see some data on this. And what would you say to someone like that?
We have dozens and dozens and dozens of tests posted at geoengineeringwatch.org. There's a prompt there for tests, and she can find her way to those. And again, it's not a question. There's no debate that this material is falling on us, and there is no other potential source for this recent contamination but the aircraft disbursements. We know that those are particulate disbursements because a, quote, condensation trail, according to NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, according to NOAA's original data, which they have since scrubbed from the net, the conditions necessary for a naturally occurring vapor trail is 70 degrees below zero and 70% humidity. You almost never have that over the continental U.S., except in the dead of winter in the most extreme conditions, which we're not seeing anymore, by the way, because of the rapid warming of the atmosphere. But that should be the shortest lived of trails, maybe 30 seconds and almost transparent at the highest of altitudes. We're seeing massive particulate trails. And I would say this as well, the fallout we are seeing is so horrific and so extreme that in the Pacific Northwest, as you alluded to earlier, Deanna, you can hardly grow anything here now. I mean, gardens are non-productive. The soils are almost sterilized. Native plants aren't coming up. And soil pH changes we have seen in the Pacific Northwest, we have a solid baseline from the USDA studies. We've seen pH changes of 12 to 14 times toward alkaline. It takes a tremendous amount of metal to do that. And we know the metal's there because we test after test after test. We've seen, in the case of aluminum and barium, we've seen escalations of tens of thousands of percentage points in the last 6 to 7 years. It cannot be coming from anywhere else. And again, in the solar obscuration, for those that don't know my background from the introduction, I have a background with Bechtel Power. I worked in one of the first solar plants in the continental U.S., commercial plants. My home is on the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. This is my background. And there's days when the aircraft spraying is so horrific here that I lose 60, 70, 80% of my solar PV uptake from whatever those aircraft are emitting. That's a tremendous amount of material to block the sun to that degree. And that's exactly what the patent's stated goal is, solar obscuration, to block the sun. Global dimming now is estimated to be 20% or more. That means 20% of the sun's direct rays no longer reach the surface of the planet. This is the express goal of geoengineering. There is a mountain of metal raining down on us. So quite simply, every test done is showing this, Deanna. And now recently, researchers from Norway and Germany that have been communicating with me, their last 60 rain tests have been laden with fluoride as well. Now, they have eliminated any potential industrial source and are left with a mountain of fluoride now. So it appears that the mix is changing. And we have not tested for fluoride over the continental U.S. We're going to, but we can only know certain elements that they're spraying on us, but none of it's good. And certainly the barium is there in unbelievable quantities, so...
Right. And in the two movies that we previously mentioned by Michael Murphy, he has also shown and talked with people in his videos, farmers and people who are making tests. And so the evidence is there. We just have to look at the videos, go to your website, look at some of the tests that have been done, and you do have videos and links, and it's all there. It's all there. You don't have to just go outside and look up in the sky to see that something is going on. Okay, another comment. What would make a human being, a pilot, fly an aircraft when he knows that he is killing the planet? What kind of mentality does it take to make these idiot pilots pilot those planes? You would figure that since it takes a brain to get a pilot's license, they would have figured it out.
I would say this, that the vast majority of pilots that are involved in these programs do not understand the gravity of what they are participating in. They're being told that this is some benevolent program for the common good, when it's anything but. And in the case of commercial airlines, which it does appear are being used for these programs, Project Cloverleaf, with people can look that up online, appears to be the outline for using non-profitable commercial routes for these programs, you know, subsidized to keep the planes in the air. And in such cases, those pilots would have no idea of what their aircraft is being used for. These systems are certainly automated, perhaps GPS controlled, but we don't think there's any involvement from pilots, especially in the case of commercial aircraft. And we know commercial aircraft are being used because they've been identified from the ground with GPS tracking. There's no question about that. They're leaving particulate trails. They're certainly being used. When you see a three-engine commercial aircraft leaving a single trail behind it, which would fit, because commercial aircraft would not carry nearly the payload that a tanker would. They can't. So perhaps they have a single nozzle emitting on those aircraft, and we have seen such phenomena. And for those that doubt their spraying, on the front page of Geoengineering Watch, thanks to a site called Tanker Enemy in Italy, they have furnished us with footage. We're not sure how they got, but up close and personal behind a spraying aircraft, it's impossible to deny. You can see the nozzles. You can see them turning it on and off. So for those that doubt, I would say look at that.
All righty. We are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dane Wigington. His website is geoengineeringwatch.org, and you mentioned that there is on the website a video. Is that the one right at the top?
Yeah, it shows the back of the jet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, and that's exceptional footage, and there are a couple other videos that are about as compelling as that, and you can see the nozzles on that jet, and I mean, there's no question that they're spraying. There is so much footage now of these aircraft shutting on and off. A condensation trail could never do that. The altitudes we see these trails occurring at are far, far below any altitude that would produce a naturally occurring trail. The temperatures are far too high. And again, the grid patterns we see, if people just simply look at the footage, they should connect the dot that clearly this is anything but natural. So, and again, terms like global dimming, another term people are not familiar with, this is something they should look up. I don't want anybody to believe what I'm saying on this. And if I could have a quick moment, Deanna, to just outline briefly what geoengineering is doing to the planet. It's shredding the ozone layer. The science is extremely clear on that. People should look that one up. It's literally toxifying and poisoning the entire web of life, from atmospheric microbes to soil microbes. It's poisoning absolutely everything. It's thwarting the hydrological cycle. It's completely disrupting the rain cycle. That's why we have protracted drought in so many places. Yes, deluge and others, but again, it's completely hampering the planet's natural life support systems. It's causing catastrophic climate feedback loops to be released, like methane mass expulsion. There was just recently some methane expulsion off the south west U.S. coast, and now there's, this is 6 days ago, I believe, in Jamaica, another one. The largest of these is in the East Siberian Shelf of the Arctic. This is a methane event that literally puts all life on Earth at risk. You take just the ozone depletion, if no ozone layer, no life on Earth. That simple. Methane mass expulsion, if enough of this methane escapes into the atmosphere, no life on Earth. It's that simple. So these are well-documented scenarios. People should look them up. They should investigate. And again, not hanging everything around the neck of geoengineering in regard to the climate. Of course, we have not been kind to our planet in many ways. Anybody who denies this is simply not looking at reality either. But that being said, the single biggest decimating factor to life on Earth right now appears to be geoengineering. And that's from colony collapse disorder with the bees, tree die-offs in the boreal forest, which is the lungs of the planet. As it kills the boreal forest, those are the terrestrial lungs of the planet, affecting the oceans in the same way as the methane releases. It acidifies the oceans. The oceans are acidifying really thousands of times faster than any previously known event. Right now, that's the other source of oxygen. Atmospheric oxygen content is plummeting right now. There is nothing that's not being horrifically affected by these programs, Deanna. Nothing.
All right. And also, people's health. The incident of, breathing problems and all of the problems that people have, asthma, anything related to breathing, where they get lung infections and whatever, I think we can attribute all of that to what they are spraying.
The vast majority, yes, I agree.
And it isn't just that you're saying this. There are documents in Congress that talk about this. They started talking about doing this back in the 60s. In fact, one of the first projects they had was in Vietnam.
That's Project Popeye you're referring to. And mm-hmm. Yes, that was seeding over the Ho Chi Minh Trail. It was so mm-hmm. successful that by 1976, the UN passed a resolution forbidding weather manipulation in wartime. But it appears these programs went back to at least the late 40s. We posted a document on Geoengineering Watch that we found on the NASA archives. It's titled 1966 Document, and it outlined the scope of U.S. weather modification programs as of 1966, with budgets already then in the hundreds of millions of dollars. This document's 80 pages long. You know, people should look. The data is there. And on the human respiratory end, as you mentioned, yes, there's air pollution from a lot of different sources. There's no question about that. But by far the largest source of lethal particulate pollution has to be considered geoengineering. And the particulate size, this is what makes it especially lethal. You hear air quality boards talking about PM2.5, 2.5 micron particulates. That part as being very lethal. That size particulate is vastly larger than the geoengineering particulates. The smaller the particulate, the more lethal they are. So in the case of geoengineering particulates, which according to the patents are 10 nanometers, these particulates are so small that according to internationally recognized neuroscientists like Dr. Russell Blaylock, they enter right through the lung lining, straight into the bloodstream where they adhere to cell receptors, slowly shutting down bodily functions. So this is a very slow, insidious onset, the frogs in boiling water, if you will, but if we can't breathe in without sucking this stuff in, Deanna, we have a problem of the first order.
Right. Now, you talked about NASA, and of course, I think probably employees or ex-employees of NASA would try to conceal all of these activities that they're participating in. And you talked about an 80-page document. Where might one find that?
You can find that on Geoengineering Watch. You could probably Google it and have it come up. I think it's titled 1966 Document Reveals Weather Modification, something along that line. I can't remember the exact title we put on it, but it should be easy to find with a title similar to that. And again, NASA is nothing more than a branch of the military-industrial complex. People think it's some sort of benign organization. It's anything but. And, you know, we see their involvement with all these programs. And certainly those people who, as you mentioned earlier, why would they do this if they knew what they were participating in? But I think many tend to block it out. They want to go to work at 8, come home at 5, and not consider the morality of what they're doing. And I personally spoke to a retired director from Jepson Aviation. Jepson is a subsidiary of Boeing, who they do all the commercial flight orchestrations or globally and flight coordination. And after about 15 minutes of conversation, I brought the subject of geoengineering up, and that was the end of the conversation. He walked away. And I know this man has a daughter that goes to my daughter's school, and I ponder, how can you possibly participate in these programs? You have kids, and I can't imagine. But clearly, you know, that subject was a no-go for him. So, and we've been told, Deanna, that, and I refer back to what I say we need to have happen in order for these programs to be brought to a halt. It's only going to happen with public awareness reaching critical mass. That is the only way I believe these programs can be stopped. But the information that's already been disseminated, thanks to the help of people like you that have given us a voice, already I've in the last 6 weeks I've had contact from scientists from three major universities, one that's clearly involved with geoengineering, and I've been told by a scientist at that university that there are defections occurring now, that people are realizing what they're a part of, and that people are refusing to participate. So we can only hope that that's true and that that trend continues. But it's up to all of us to get the word out. Every one of us has a responsibility here.
Right. Now, someone in the chat room said that NASA just seems to be a fear-mongering organization, and that they produce such things as, oh, be afraid of comets and be afraid of those meteors and all this other stuff, when in fact they seem to be participating in things that are much more dangerous and much more unclearly defined. Would you agree with that?
I would. And it's all mass distraction. Again, in the case of geoengineering, when you see a geoengineering article in perhaps a mainstream science magazine, what you'll see is some preposterous proposal of putting space mirrors out or suspending a balloon from the ground with balloons into the stratosphere and pumping particles out through that hose. And these such outlandish proposals that people just sort of throw the whole thing out the window and ignore the elephant in the room, which is clearly jet aircraft spraying. I mean, that's the most straightforward method. It's clearly what they're doing, and obvious to anybody who looks without preconceptions and investigates to any degree at all. So anyway, there's a lot of things that NASA does, again, to keep people's eye off what's really happening, and their part in this is very diabolical. They're a huge component of this problem, no question.
Right. Now, another question. How can Dane trust government sources for scientific data when they lie all the time? But doesn't Congress have to approve of these things because they are the ones that create and fund the commissions that give the licenses to engage in these behaviors and in these practices?
Well, first, I don't trust any data from any source. I connect multiple dots before I come to any conclusion. For example, in the case of methane mass expulsion, there's a group of scientists that called the AMA group, which I mentioned earlier, Arctic Methane Emergency Group. These scientists, this group contains geoengineers like Ken Caldera. So certainly I would not rely solely on their data, but in this case, one must constantly sift the baby from the bathwater. In the case of the AMA group, their warnings on the Arctic methane emergency are very accurate, and I have verified that through satellite methane imagery, temperatures on the ground, which are escalating extremely quickly, nighttime lows twice as fast as daytime highs. This is not about Al Gore or carbon credits. This is about reality. But so when all those dots connect and you have satellite methane imagery, then you can say in the case of what this group of scientists is stating about methane release, and there's also data from Russian researchers that have been on in this area of the Arctic that's releasing methane, and all these dots connect. Everything fits, so we believe that to be valid. Where this particular group, the AMIC group, runs off the rails is their proposal to deal with this methane issue by, quote, immediate wartime-scale geoengineering. Well, that, you know, again, that's where the train goes off the rails. If these guys don't know there's geoengineering going on, they live completely in a bubble, and I doubt that's the case, so one can only assume they know it's going on and are just advocating for it. But in fact, with some scientists, they do live in bubbles. I have to say that. I mean, I've known scientists that they would have to, I've used this example often, but they would have to watch a house burn to the ground and analyze the ashes for 10 years before they would say, yes, that was a fire. I mean, they literally can't call something what it is. They're so tunnel vision that they can't see the bigger picture, and that's the case with many scientists. But That being said, all my conclusions are based on connecting multiple dots that really can't lead to any other conclusion. But, you know, in the case of methane, that it is in fact happening.
Right, and you're talking about compartmentalization. That people,
correct?
People are only doing one specific thing, such as a pilot. I mean, he might not know what he's doing if he's flying a commercial jet where the stuff fuel has been altered and it has been and the particulates have been put into the fuel. He's just flying a plane and doesn't know what's going on.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's how this stuff occurs. That's how so many atrocities around the world occur. And we have now an interview. Michael Murphy went to Chicago to interview Kristen Mahan, who's a 12-year U.S. Air Force veteran who has seen the canisters, the chemical canisters, and she's a industrial hygienist for the Air Force. And so this was her job to test for such contaminants. And she is a very courageous woman. She's gone on the record. That interview has not been released yet, although there was another radio interview she did, which we do have posted on geoengineeringwatch.org. So she's one of the few, really the only ones in her position, that's had the courage to speak out. And we see other signs of people who attempted to speak out. When some of your listeners might remember when the birds fell from the sky 2 or 3 years ago, they might not realize that happened in, I believe, 34 locations around the globe where huge numbers of birds just fell from the sky dead. John Wheeler, a former Bush aide, was seen outside the Pentagon, according to witnesses, was threatening to blow the whistle on these programs, and he was found in a landfill 2 days later, dead. So, you know, this is certainly the big league, and they will try everything to keep these programs under the radar. But the lump now is getting too big to fit under the rug. The weather is completely chaotic, and they are playing every card they have to create the semblance of winter. And for people who don't think the planet is in meltdown, they will soon change their conclusion, because it is. These programs have decimated the climate, along with other damage humans have done to the planet, but geoengineering, again, being the largest. And now they're ice nucleating snowstorms, Deanna. This is a huge issue that people should pay attention to. These last snowstorms that Weather Channel names now, this is part of the Weather Channel theater, Snowstorm Nemo, Snowstorm Triton, Snowstorm Saturn, all this theater for ice nucleated storms that they call winter storms, with moisture that's coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. Since when did the winter storm originate in the Gulf of Mexico?
Exactly.
This is ice nucleated stuff. They call it heavy wet snow. It's heavy wet snow because it's artificial snow. It's artificially nucleated. It sticks to trees like glue. Our forest in the Pacific Northwest looks like a tornado went through it. From 15 inches of snow, trees toppled everywhere, branches broken everywhere. This snow sticks to the tree like it has adhesive in it. When the wind blows, it doesn't come off, so the whole tree falls over. It's done horrific damage. We've tested this snow. It's packed full of aluminum and barium and other elements we don't know. We don't know what we're looking for yet, but we have samples that we're waiting to test. But in any event, these snow events will start at 40 degrees. You know, they'll even show on Weather Channel snow forecast at 45 degrees. People should know this is not natural. And we're heading into a summer that I believe will reveal temperatures that will have nobody doubting that our climate is horrifically damaged.
Right. Well, I think that if you just look around, and you, there used to be a lot more birds, a lot more variety of birds. There used to be a lot of butterflies. I grew up in California, and I mean, there's all kinds of wildlife. Now I'm in Illinois, but I still see, and I've been here since '85, and I still see a reduction of the type of birds, the type of just the bugs. I can see the difference. And as I said before, I have friends who still live in California whose gardens just have failed. One of the ladies in the chat room said she lives in Texas, and she said, my sister's well water has gone bad, and she is fairly near fracking. Now she has to spend tons of money on a purifier for it.
Well, we're sacking the planet fast. And when you say you've seen a decline in insects, I would back that statement up with it's not a decline, it's a crash. And in the case of in Northern California, in Shasta and Siskiyou counties, aquatic insect life, as tested by a 35-year U.S. Forest Service biologist with degrees as long as your arm, who's done this for three decades, in the last decade, we've seen something like a 90% decline in aquatic insect life. It's a virtual crash. I live in the middle of what was pristine wilderness 10 years ago, a forest that was alive with life and sounds and birds. It is virtually silent in the forest now. I mean, this is where I spent my life, and it's eerily silent. And then these ice nucleated events that I mentioned, you know, it was a very sobering event. It was actually December 21st when they ice nucleated a storm coming over us. And I was outside attempting to save my trees by beating this concrete snow off them. And all you could hear was aircraft after aircraft after aircraft flying over and trees crashing in the forest from this heavy snow. It was horrible.
Oh, wow. All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. Easy to take, one heaping tablespoon and liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
And our guest today is Dane Wigington. That's W-I-G-I-N-G-T-O-N. The website is geoengineeringwatch.org. And some more questions. I have an email question. This is Fandy, and she says, we cannot discuss this topic enough. I give the geoengineering.org cards all the time, and you'll want to explain that. Most people have no idea what's going on over their heads. This is our third day in Austin without the skies being sprayed. It is wonderful, but 3 days is the usual before this starts up again. On another note, a lot of those pilots are ex-military, and are probably not being told what they're doing. Could you also mention Dynagel, if you know anything about that?
Dynagel, Dynamat, hurricane suppressant, patented for control of hurricanes. It drags the moisture down to the surface, and certainly whatever they are using on the hurricanes are being suppressed. Cyclonic rotation is suppressed. Again, when anything is approaching the U.S., when something's spinning and going to hit Cuba or Haiti, they seem to let it spin. So selective weather modification, if you will. And in regard to the cards that this caller mentioned, yes, at Geoengineering Watch, we do sell. It's a business card size card. It's good for introducing the issue to people. There's no alarming or nothing that people would reject on that card, I should say. It's alarming to some degree, but enough to trigger the curiosity and get them to look without having to point at the sky and going into a rant, which is typically not very effective. And yes, I do believe the pilots are, as you stated earlier, compartmentalized on this issue. They're just, in fact, I spoke to a KC-130 pilot who told me he has no idea what he's doing in the air. He's told to just fly here and fly there, and he doesn't know what his mission is or exactly what he's trying to accomplish. And this particular pilot, the last I heard him, he began to ask questions about what it was he was participating in. In the last report I got from him, that he was drugged up on desk. So I don't know if that case was more extreme or if that data was correct, but clearly this is something that it's a need-to-know basis, and I'm sure those orchestrating these rounds would not disclose much of anything to those involved. So our goal is to change that, and again, people from their own home computers can help exponentially. As this caller with the card she's handing out, but even better, to identify groups and organizations who are being horrifically affected by these particulates, Alzheimer's, autism, ADD, agricultural groups, farmers groups, wildlife groups. I mean, the list is really endless, and get a well-polished message with very credible articles. Send it to these people. Help us start spot fires. Help us send these flaming arrows to spread awareness. It's absolutely incumbent on all of us. Time is not on our side.
Right. Another person in the chat room said that he put out a camera for a day overlooking the skies, and that there was a trail laid every few seconds.
I believe that. I mean, the amount of aircraft they have involved with these programs is absolutely staggering to the imagination. And think of, aside from the particulates and the damage that's doing, think of what the aircraft alone are doing with their damage as well. Just the fuel being used and the resources, and add the toxic particulates on top. It's a bad mix.
It is. All righty, we're taking our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443 in the next hour after the first break.